with Karin Hendrickson here in Takatna. You're taking your 24-hour layover, and we were commenting that 12 people have scratched so far, and you seem pretty surprised.
Well, that trail I came across was... I'm surprised anybody made it across in one piece. I mean, there's a lot of people that did, but it's just surprising. It wasn't anything you would look at and think you could take a dog team over.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. But you're here.
I'm here.
And so now we have snow. And now you can kind of relax on the runners and think about the race a little bit.
Yeah.
It's amazing how excited I was just to see smooth dirt compared to ruts and rocks and stumps and root balls. And, you know, I mean, it was just even flat dirt was so nice. And it's nothing like snow where you can actually use your brakes or something. Yeah. It was bad.
How'd your sled hold up? It looks to be okay.
I probably stopped and did repairs 2 or 3 times out there when things would break. But I think it'll hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sure hope so.
And I remember when you first were a rookie a number of years ago, and you know the ropes at this point. You're in Takatna taking your 24. And so what's your plan at this point? A regular run rest schedule heading over to the Yukon? And
I don't plan to change anything. I made it across all the hell trail. I sure as heck better finish.
Yeah, the main thing right now is just that
I think all of us mushers are so beat up and we all have bruises and injuries. And so I spent longer in Nikolai than I would have just because I needed to rest. Like, if I didn't take care of myself, I was going to be useless. And so I feel pretty good because I got 2.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But it was... It's just we're all so sore. Like, every muscle in my body hurts. Just from wrestling with the sled for hours and hours and hours. And falling on the ground and getting, you know, thrown around and working so hard. Just, I've never been that tired in my life, and all I wanted to do was stop, but I knew if I stopped the dogs would just get more excited and be harder, and you gotta keep going. But that was hard.
Yeah, from a few people that I've heard them say, you know, I've never ever stopped a team because I needed to rest. I've stopped the team plenty of times because they needed to rest, but that was the first time I ever stopped my team to rest myself.
It was probably zero out. I had no jacket or anything on. I was drenched with sweat. I was just panting for breath for hours. And, you know, I'd stop and I'd just be so dizzy. And I just thought, I can't hang on to this team. But I couldn't stop because, like I said, every time I stopped, they would get riled up and real excited. And that much more dangerous. But I'm surprised more people didn't get seriously injured. Mm-hmm. Because every couple seconds there was another potential disaster. Mm-hmm. That you could just barely hang on to by the skin of your teeth.
Now you're here with 15 dogs?
15 dogs.
That's pretty remarkable. Knowing what you've come through, it seems like the dogs throughout this trail have done okay.
And I have no idea how, because it didn't look like it was easy to run across. When I would jump off the sled to deal with something, I was stumbling and tripping over roots and ruts and things. I don't know how they managed to do it. They're pretty amazing animals.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got all over your face.
And what are you giving them?
So some of the dogs already got their... Well, this way. Some of the dogs already got, I have some of their pills hidden in little pieces of hot dog. Some of the dogs did not. So it's Pepcid, just to help control stomach acid, and some antioxidants. Mm-hmm. To help them recover, you know, help their muscles recover.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for your time, and I hope to see you down the trail.
Thank you.
With Karin Hendrickson in Takatna and reporting in Takatna, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.